This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Things have gone from bad to worse for the ultra-repulsive Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. The list of indictments continues to grow in what many are calling the single largest COVID fraud scheme in American history. And Omar is absolutely panicking. And when you hear what she just said, you understand precisely why. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, Black Friday is live at our brand new Turley Talks store. The biggest deals of the year are happening right now. New Patriot wear, exclusive bundles, signed books, all available at Black Friday prices right now. So don't wait. Once they're gone, they're gone. So click the link below and get some Patriot gear for yourself and for your loved ones at the best prices of the year. Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar is appearing to be cracking under the growing pressure of a massive scandal that has absolutely rocked the Minneapolis Somali community that put her in power. Now, over the weekend when I was in Vegas, I told you about how over 70 people have now been arrested in what prosecutors are calling the largest pandemic fraud case in U.S. history. We're talking about $250 million that was supposed to feed hungry children during COVID, instead lining the pockets of fraudsters. The scheme was run through an organization called Feeding Our Future, and at the center of it was a Minneapolis restaurant named Safari that's being accused of acting as a front for this massive money laundering operation. So Safari restaurant claimed to be serving 5,000 meals a day, 7 days a week to underprivileged children, when in reality, apparently they were spending just about $2,000 on actual food. Altogether, over $250 million was stolen from federal child nutrition programs. But it gets worse. We're now learning from federal counterterrorism sources that at least part of those stolen Minnesota welfare funds have been flowing directly to an organization known as Al-Shabaab. That's an Al-Qaeda-linked terror group in Somalia. So this is all part of remittance payments that were made by this alleged fraud ring back to Somalia. So Somalia's economy relies very heavily on remittances, much of it coming from the United States. But so do terrorist organizations like Al-Shabaab. They basically scrape off a percentage of the remittances coming into territories that they control for themselves. And so federal investigators and counterterrorist experts have confirmed Minnesota taxpayer dollars funneled through community remittance networks have indeed ended up enriching groups like Al-Shabaab, this Al-Qaeda spinoff, via the money they forcibly take from all the financial activity in their territories. One commentator put it this way, it's rather stark. The single largest funder of Al-Shabaab in the world is the Minnesota taxpayer. Well, again, things just got worse, if you could believe it. Just days ago, a fellow by the name of Usman Kamara became the 77th defendant charged in this Feeding Our Future scheme. He owned a small grocery store in Minneapolis, and he claimed to serve 1,000 meals to children daily, 7 days a week. But in reality, just like Savari Restaurant, he had actually served very few, if any. And he ended up buying himself a building. He wired over $100,000 overseas. He paid $87,000 in kickbacks. And here's the kicker. Kamara had already been kicked out of the SNAP program back in 2015 for suspected fraud. Now let that hit you. This is a guy who got kicked out of SNAP years ago for suspected fraud, and yet Minnesota officials still approved him for this child nutrition program and sent him hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, the guy was kicked out of SNAP for suspected fraud, and yet Minnesota officials approved him, this very same fellow, for COVID child nutrition program. I mean, where is the real fraud here, if you think about it? It seems to me Minneapolis officials are every bit as much complicit in all of this as anybody from this ring. So, yeah. And it actually gets worse. Just literally 48 hours ago, yet another defendant was charged. Another Somali, who's the 78th person indicted in this fraud ring that seems to know no ends. This guy claimed he was serving 6,000 meals a day at a site in Pelican Rapids, Minnesota. Well, just again, who's the real culprit here? It turns out that's double the entire population of the entire town, children and adults combined. He and his co-conspirator allegedly pocketed $1.1 million, bought real estate, and traveled on taxpayer funds. Surprise, surprise. I mean, the fraud is so bad. It's so widespread throughout the Somali community in Minneapolis. Four Minnesota GOP congressmen. So we're talking Tom Emmer, Michelle Fischbach, Brad Finstad, and Pete Stauber. They have all demanded the DOJ launch a full federal investigation into whether Minnesota taxpayers were indeed funding terrorism. President Trump, for his part, he's not waiting. He's officially revoked TPS, temporary protection status, for nearly 1,000 Somalis in Minneapolis, and they're all getting sent back effective immediately. Trump's termination of Somali TPS really did draw a line in the sand here. As far as Trump is concerned, fraudsters and those who support terror obviously have to be prosecuted. And if they are not U.S. citizens, then they're out of here. They got to be deported immediately. And so the obvious question in all of this is, what is Ilhan Omar's response to all of this? I mean, is she holding her fellow Somalis accountable? Is she apologizing? Is she also calling for the deportation of those caught up, non-citizens caught up in this $250 million tax-funded fraud? Hardly. Wait until you see this. Following the money trails in politics does require some serious mental acuity and clarity. And I need to tell you about something that's been an absolute game changer for my research process. Did you know that most methylene blue being sold online is the same grade used in fish tanks? I kid you not. Watch out for low quality bottles that are untested for heavy metals and made overseas. Instead, you can trust the wellness company's Recharge, a doctor-formulated supplement combining powdered methylene blue with NAD plus and PQQ. This methylene blue is USP grade, ensuring top-tier purity for maximum safety and effectiveness. In other words, it ain't the sketchy stuff you're gonna find on Amazon. Recharge is formulated with research-backed ingredients to optimize brain function and cellular repair while supporting clean, lasting energy. Tap into cognitive and metabolic support that helps you stay energized, focused, and resilient all day long. Choose a trusted formula made for your body, not for fish tanks. Feel the difference with enhanced mental clarity, sustained energy, sharper focus, and protection against cognitive decline. And no, it won't turn the tongue blue. Head on over to twc.health/Turley and use code Turley to get 15% off plus free shipping. Again, that's twc.health/Turley. Use code Turley for 15% off. Ilhan Omar held a press conference in response to Trump's termination of TPS in the wake of this fraud scheme, and her words were nothing less than a parody of repulsiveness.
Somalis are not terrorizing this nation. We are helping it thrive. Somalis have always seen as a fabric, has seen themselves as a fabric of this nation. So not only are we not going anywhere, we are not going to allow anybody to make us feel less Minnesotan or less American.
So true to form, according to Ilhan Omar, Somalis are the real victims in all this. Yep, Somalis are the victim. Not only are Somalis the fabric of America, right? That's what she just said. Somalis are the fabric of America. I bet you didn't know that, by the way. Not only are Somalis a fabric of America, but they are now the victims of a terrorizing, racist, bigoted president. I think it was Chris Rufo on Lauren Ingram's show last night who said that Ilhan Omar appears to be more outraged over those who exposed the scheme than the hundreds of millions of dollars stolen by her own constituents. And Minnesota may have the highest density of fraud in the entire nation, by the way. So this is literally looks like it's just the tip of the iceberg. Ilhan Omar is more upset that the fraud was exposed and uncovered than she is about the fraud itself. And there's a reason for that. And that is, for cultural Marxists like Ilhan Omar, what her constituents are doing is simply applying the very plundering principle by which, as far as she's concerned, America originally enriched itself. Back on America. So I'll say that again because I think it's key. Cultural Marxists like Ilhan Omar believe that America came to power by plundering and exploiting indigenous populations. And so now justice demands that those very populations and all third world peoples now get to plunder us. That's exactly what this Somali scam in Minneapolis was doing with our tax dollars. They were plundering us. The way, supposedly, we used to plunder them. Now, we talked about this last Saturday, but here we could take a little deeper dive in all of this. It's a phenomenon known as post-Americanism, okay? And post-Americanism, which is basically taking over the Democrat Party, post-Americanism is the belief that America is fundamentally an evil, unfair, exploitive, racist, unjust, sexist society. And therefore deserves to be completely replaced by a post-1964 political and cultural revolution. You literally have Democrats like Elie Mystal, who's a frequent contributor to MSNBC, who openly declare that all laws passed before the 1964 Civil Rights Act are null and void because they were all passed by what was, in effect, an apartheid state. And of course, if you take that logic all the way, that means nullifying the Constitution. Because for these radical leftists, the Constitution is itself inherently racist. In fact, you know, the so-called Black National Anthem, right, that is often sung before NFL games. When they defend that, you'll hear radical leftists, particularly on MSNBC, arguing that the national anthem is itself racist. Particularly the third verse, they'll say. So we have to understand Ilhan Omar and cultural Marxist Democrats are a party of post-Americanism. They hate pre-1964 America, and they have ultimately no loyalty whatsoever to our nation in any absolute sense. But as you're noticing, they are loyal. They are patriotic towards other countries, particularly their countries of origin. So for post-American politicians, patriotism and loyalty do not disappear. They just simply relocate away from our nation to another one. I mean, we saw this recently. Do you remember Illinois Representative Delia Ramirez? She's a bona fide member of this squad, right? This group of ultra-repulsive Marxists like Ilhan Omar and AOC and the like. She made a statement while visiting Mexico City, and speaking in Spanish, she openly declared, "I am a proud Guatemalan," before "I am a proud American." And everybody in the audience started clapping. This was a United States representative who publicly declared in another country and in another language that her ultimate loyalty, her primary allegiance, is to another nation. What that Guatemalan congresswoman proves, what Ilhan Omar proves, is that patriotic loyalty in the context of post-Americanism simply gets displaced and redirected and inevitably redirects towards ethno-nationalist racial tribalisms. So this is the incredible irony of what the Democrat Party is becoming. It's becoming the party of ethno-nationalism. Whether it's in the form of BLM or La Raza, which literally means the race, or Somalian nationalism or Guatemalan nationalism, the post-American Democrat Party is increasingly becoming the party of ethno-tribalisms. And again, the beauty is President Trump is saying bluntly, no more. Our post-Americanism that we're seeing infecting the Democrat Party stops with me. We may continue to see it here or there in, you know, Democrat urban enclaves, but as far as the Trump White House is concerned, post-Americanism is dead. America first is the future, which means that Ilhan Omar may be the one looking for another country to represent. Hey, gang, it's go time. Our new Turley Talk store is live, and the biggest Black Friday deals just dropped. I'm wearing one of our all-new 2025 Patriot Wear shirts, and you can grab these designs today before the public even sees them. We've also released our biggest Black Friday bundles ever, the MAGA Mega Bundle, the Renewing the Classical Mind Bundle, the Christian Conservatives Toolkit, and so much more. These are the best prices you'll see all year. Grab them now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Plus, if you RSVP'd early, check your email. You should already have your Free America Awaken audiobook waiting for you. So scan the QR code, jump into the new store, and grab the Black Friday early bird deals while they last. This is the best time of the year to gear up, save big, and support the movement. Jump in now, gang. Let's make this our biggest Black Friday ever.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.